The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
Say hello to you folks. How are you? Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get together, talk about stuff going on, and I have some good news for you. For over the past 7 years, WAVA has been privileged to be able to help create a kind of a win-win situation for parents and grandparents who would love to see their child or grandchild in a good Christian school if only they could afford it. Well, because of our exciting Christian school half-price scholarship program, the number of great schools in our area partnering with us here at WAVA and with you each year, a lot of those prayers and hopes for the kids have been and are being answered year after year. Here's quickly how it works. The child or family must go through the normal school enrollment process and be accepted into the school. You'll find all the details at our website, WAVA.com. And we only have a couple of restrictions. Number one, it's for first-time students only who are not already involved in the application process at some school. And only one half-price tuition per family. The third thing is, really, every year there's a limited supply of these tuitions, and they go quickly. And, of course, as you know, when they're gone, they're gone. Having said that, if you want to find out all the current schools available, and we add to that list all the time, go to our website, WAVA.com, or call Nick Brino at 703-807-2225, and I'll give you that information again in a few minutes. Right now, I'm happy to welcome back to the Don Crow Show and WAVA, Mike Gall. Mike is head of school at the newly named Christian Academy of Laurel, formerly known as First Baptist School of Laurel. Their website is ChristianAcademyOfLaurel.org. And Mike, welcome once again, my friend. Good to have you join me.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
First of all, for folks who don't know anything about your school, we'll get to the history of it in a moment, but what grades are you offering this year, and how many students so far do you have enrolled for the year?
Okay, so you're talking about for the 2019-20 school year?
Right.
Yes, we're already in the enrollment process for that. Currently, we have over 50 students enrolled for next year. And we offer grade levels from pre-K 3 through 8th grade.
Now, what's the history of the school that really, I know, has brought a certain richness to it?
Yeah, well, we started out back in the 1960s. It started out as just what they called nursery school back in those days. And about the year 1971, they started adding first grade, and other grades were to follow after that. The middle school grades were added in the year 2000. And so it's been growing over the years with grade levels. And we are now changing our name from First Baptist School of Laurel. We're sponsoring churches, First Baptist Church of Laurel. We're changing our name to better reflect who we already are, not who we want to be. And that's why we're changing our name to Christian Academy of Laurel starting in the 2019-20 school year.
Now, what do you see as folks talk to you as some of the really strongest features of Christian Academy of Laurel? What are some of the things that you think really make it well worth people considering?
We have a lot of great families here. It's a great family situation. A lot of the parents really know one another, help each other out in a lot of ways. Because we're not a very big environment, everybody really gets to know each other pretty well. And we have small class sizes in most of our grade levels, especially compared to the public schools. And so there's a lot of interaction with the teachers and the students. They're able to really give a more individualized approach to many of the students that they're teaching.
What can you tell us about the staff? I'm sure you've got some outstanding workers, and in fact, probably some of them have been with you for a while. How long have you been there, by the way?
I've been here at the school since the year 2010. I started out actually as a teacher in the middle school here, but I was promoted to the head of school, actually as principal first, then head of school in the past couple of years. I started as principal in 2015. And so, yeah, we have some great teachers here, many of them with many, many years of teaching in Christian schools. Some of them are just starting out on their careers as Christian school teachers. But, you know, we've got a really wonderful staff, great teachers here. They work really well with the students. And, you know, they just are good, godly people who put the students before everything.
Now, what are some of the feedbacks you've been getting from the parents through the years that really say to you, it's working and it's worth it?
The parents are always so very happy with how we communicate with them. You know, there's always going to be issues that are going to arise, but the fact that we are able to communicate with the parents so easily, that is something that they greatly appreciate. The students are affected, of course, daily with their curriculum being a Christian curriculum, and the teachers being Christian teachers, and then they can actually talk about it throughout the day. And so even when they're in the middle of math class or English class or anything like that, God's word can be brought into the lesson, and they can really benefit from that.
Mike, you've given a lot of years of your own life and your own talents to the process of Christian education. What would you say to parents who've really never gone this route, but they really see a culture out there increasingly alien to what their values are? Why do you think Christian education is so vital right now?
Well, I myself went to Christian schools all through my career, from the time I was in kindergarten all the way through college, and I've been teaching in Christian schools ever since I started out in the mid-90s. And, you know, this is just the place to be. You want to have your children have the opportunity to learn about God, learn about their faith in everything that they do. You know, they get to science class and they're going to learn about everything from a biblical background. They're not going to be learning about evolution other than to be able to defend against why that is not true. They're going to be able to learn about how their world was created and not through some other forces of nature taking over. So they're going to get that in what they do. When they learn history, they're going to get history from a biblical background. They're not going to be getting it just straight facts. They're going to be learning about how our country was created and how the people, the leaders of our nation, have based it upon biblical principles when they were putting it together.
If folks want to talk to you further, learn more about the school, maybe take a tour of the school, can they do that? Can they contact you and set something up?
Absolutely. You can just contact the school. The phone number is 301-490-1076. And they just call the office, and they can talk to any of our friendly staff members here, and they'll set you up with a personalized tour, and you'll get the opportunity to just kind of get to know people and see what's going on here on an individualized basis. And the address is 15002 First Baptist Lane in Laurel, Maryland.
Great to talk with you, Mike, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Mike Gall, head of school at Christian Academy of Laurel, Maryland. Their website for you to check them out further is christianacademyoflaurel.org. The phone number, 301-490-1076. 301-490-1076.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, U.S. Nulo, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
When the sand gets hot,
you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. As keynote speaker at the recent National Conservatism Conference, Peter Thiel, one of Silicon Valley's most successful entrepreneur investors, called upon our government to investigate whether Google has been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence. Thiel's case is really quite strong. Artificial intelligence is a field of technology with numerous important national security implications. Google has worked closely with Chinese companies on AI. It is well known that Chinese companies are not truly independent of the Chinese government. Google refused to work on AI with the U.S. Pentagon, while China is well known for using intelligence services to steal IP from foreign companies. Richard Clark, who is a career anti-terrorism official, recently told CNBC that he agrees with Thiel. On the face of it, it certainly seems like there's enough smoke to see if there's fire. We should take Thiel seriously. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. You want to talk to her about it? Here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858, or go to soldin58.com on the web. Soldin and the numbers 58.com. Well, as we've been telling you recently, for the past several years, WAVA has been privileged to help create a real win-win situation for parents and grandparents who would love to see their child or grandchild in a good Christian school, and it's usually, if we could only afford it. Well, because of this exciting Christian school half-price scholarship program we've been able to develop through the years, a number of great schools in our area are teaming up with us and teaming up with you, the parents or grandparents. A lot of prayers being answered. And as a matter of fact, we've had folks called in tears, so grateful that they had this chance. Now, here's how it works. A child and family must go through the normal school enrollment process, be accepted into the school. By the way, all the details of this on our website, WAVA.com. Just a couple of restrictions. First-time students only who are not already involved in the application process. And, of course, only one half-price tuition per family. The other thing I would say is there's a limited supply of these tuitions each year. And as the old saying goes, when they're gone, they're gone. If you want to see the current list of schools we're offering and so forth, talk to somebody about it. Go to WAVA.com and check on the half-price tuitions at our website, or call Nick Brino here at WAVA at 703-807-2225, and he'll answer your questions, help you get started. 703-807-2225. However, joining me right now to talk about one of these very exciting opportunities waiting for you, Patrick Hurley. He's Principal and Development Director of Grace Christian Academy on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia. And by the way, their website is gracechristianacademy.org. Now, Patrick, we've chatted by phone in the past. Thank you for coming by on such a beautiful day to come to the D.C., right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. We really love this program.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for parents. I don't need to tell you that. You're a parent of kids of this age yourself. You and your wife are involved in Christian education. You said you were in Wisconsin, and now the Lord a few years ago brought you this way.
Yeah, we've been in Falls Church at Grace Christian Academy for 7 years now, serving the families of Grace Lutheran Church, Grace Christian Academy, and our community, surrounding community.
Well, tell us the bit of the history of the school, how it got started, and also what grades do you cover?
So Grace Lutheran Church has been around since 1963, and the school was started 10 years later, initially to serve our church families, but we recognize the need for quality Christian education everywhere, to offer everyone. So they opened up the school to the surrounding community, and here we are, 40-plus years later, serving four-year-old kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. It's a great place to be. It's a loving family, just excited about learning and growing in our faith each and every day.
What are some of the questions parents are asking you when they come and even consider? Maybe they've never done this before.
Yeah, I think what we do, what I like to do, is I like to give every parent a tour. I'm blessed to be able to have full-time principal, no classroom responsibility. So you pop right on in. As long as we have school, I will give you a tour and show you the entire facility and answer all
questions. Don't need
to
make an appointment?
You really don't. You just call the school, make sure we're open. And yep. I prefer to be on campus. I love my kids. I love being on the community on campus. So I try not to be off campus too often.
By the way, what's the phone number folks should call?
703-534-5517. That's a school line. But my direct cell is 703-927-0654. That's 703-927-0654. That's my cell phone.
All right, we'll repeat those again after a bit, folks. And, of course, the website as well, gracechristianacademy.org. You offer grades K-4.
Four-year-old kindergarten through eighth grade.
Yeah, through eighth grade. And what do you see as some of the real strengths of your academy?
I would like to say the attention to our scholars. We want to know who our learners are. We want to meet their needs academically and spiritually, right, and socio-emotionally as well. So we have a smaller class size. We have a smaller student-teacher ratio. We're about 9-to-1. We have 83 students, and we have 5 classroom teachers and 4 educational assistants. So we have a lot of personnel that are able to work with students, pull them out, and give them the extra academic need care that they may need, be it for remediation or acceleration or just small group work to help better understand the material being presented. So I think attention to the academics and supporting our learners is really of great value to us. But with that being said, we want our scholars to be we teach from a biblical worldview, right? It comes from the Bible. The kids know that what we do and why we do is all out of Christ's love for us, and they get to hear that every day, and it's not just in Word of God class alone. It's in all of our classes and extends to all we do. And it's nice to be able to talk about Christ's love and follow up telling the kids how much we love them too, and being able to say that to our students. What a blessing it is to be able to speak.
I'm sure you've heard the question, maybe had it asked you more than once, or even a challenge. Some parents say, well, if you put a kid in a sheltered environment like that, really you don't prepare them for the hard world out there. What do you say to that?
That's you do hear that. And a school of 83, you hear that, because many of our kids, they are transitioning on to the public high school, local public high school. And I want to make sure that we are preparing them to be able to be able to survive, for lack of a better term, in there. So, you know, we plan out ways to make sure that our academics are on par with that. We also make sure that, you know, we get our alumni back to speak to the kids. You know, we've had a class of three graduate, and they've come back, and they've been successful at the local public high school, right? It's a matter of talking about it. We talk about how high school is going to be different in large class sizes. But, you know, I can speak as a parent wearing the dad hat. My son had just graduated last year. He's a freshman this year, one of the local public high schools, and, you know, is able to, he's connected not only with his peers, but they're Christian organizations. He's in Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So, you know, there are opportunities for them to connect with folks who are like them, you know, who have the same beliefs.
We're talking with Patrick Hurley, Principal Development Director at Grace Christian Academy. They are on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia, and he said you're welcome to stop by. He suggests you call first. So he wants to be there to greet you, but you're welcome to drop by anytime. The website is gracechristianacademy.org. A couple of phone numbers, 703-534-5517 is the school office, 703-534-5517. And he's offered his own cell phone,
703-727-0655.
927. Yeah, it is a 9. My own writing, I can't remember. 703-927-0654. We'll give those again, try to get it right next time. But talk a little bit about your staff, because they are so key to a successful school.
They are so key. So not only do you have my direct cell phone number, but you have the direct cell phone of all of your teachers as well. You know, I think it's really important not only to communicate with your parents and with your students, but to over-communicate. So how do we talk about what's going on in the classroom, be it the academics or be it the social piece, you know, so they are, if anything, willing to talk via phone, text, email on a regular basis. They also, we're very intentional in how we set up our arrival and dismissal time. At the end of the day, the teachers are outside in the car line so they can have window conversations, not necessarily about how bad or good someone's day was, but to build relationships, right? In our community, it's so important. We all love our children. We are serving them. So it's, you know, to build that relationship with one another is key, and they're really good about that. And they have the child's best interest in mind. You know, they're working really hard for them. Early mornings, late nights, work with them after school. You know, they're not contracted to work a specific amount of time. You will have kids in teachers' classrooms till 5:30 in the evening. You know, we have off after school power hour, which is just a place where kids can do homework that's manned by a teacher. But the other teachers are often popping in there, helping out, you know, wanting to serve our kids and support them. We know D.C. is a very busy area. We want to make sure that our kids are mostly finished with their homework, so when you get home, you can spend time around the dinner table as a family unit instead of sometimes the homework battle.
What about any extracurricular activities and features like fine arts, music, sports, whatever?
Absolutely. So we have music for sure once a week, music teacher, designated music teacher who teaches that. We have basketball in 5th through 8th grade that starts in the winter. PE is taking care of the classroom in the middle grades three times a week, lower grades about twice a week. You know, we try to connect the kids. If we can't, because of our size offer, we try to connect them to organizations in the community to do so. But our 3rd through 8th grade, one of the neat things that I really like is we have an exploratory class once a week, and it's broken up into two sections where we offer French, Italian, German. We have photography, life skills. It was called home ec when I was a kid, arts and crafts. So there's a sketching class, so an opportunity to dive in and explore for 30 minutes once a week some of the other pieces of curriculum out there that we don't get to teach regularly on a regular basis. And it's really neat to see the kids dive in, you know, learn the Spanish, learn the French, learn the Italian, greet one another in Italian. It's a cool thing. So that's one of the really neat things that we get to do each week.
Well, you have an exciting year ahead, I'm sure, and we want folks to know about it. Thanks for dropping by. I'm so glad we could do this face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate it. It's so great being here.
Again, Patrick Hurley, Principal and Development Director at Grace Christian Academy. Website is just that, gracechristianacademy.org, on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia. You can call the office at 703-534-5517. That's 703-534-5517, or his own cell phone is 703-927-0654, 703-927-0654. Short of all that, just go on the website. It'll be listed there as well at wava.com. You can check out that school and others depending on where you live. We'll be back with more here on the Don Crow Show. Stay with us.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Rich Lee here. As you may have noticed, I actually use the companies I endorse on WAVA. Recently, I needed roofing work at my house. Kyle Hoffman and Roofing and More got it handled. Big time. Does your roof need help? Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Mention me to get $250 off any replacement project. That number again, 703-467-0206. 703-467-0206 for Roofing and More.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub-exclusions apply. See store for details.
This support is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Continues to be a tough ride throughout the entire area. On this scorching Friday afternoon, we have a few accidents in the clearing stages. One's in Germantown, on westbound Clopper Road at Great Seneca Highway, where you're losing the right lane. Another accident in Great Falls, Georgetown Pike at Spring Hill Road. Hey, DQ fans, the Summer Blizzard Treat menu is here to be your next summer obsession with 7 flavors, including Sour Patch Kids. Only at your DQ, happy tastes good. I'm Barry Milson with traffic on 105.1 WAVA.
Hazy, very warm and humid tonight, low just 80. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow with extreme heat and humidity, high 100, AccuWeather with a real field temperature 110. Oppressively warm but sticky tomorrow night, low 83. Very hot and humid on Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy. Could be a late day thunderstorm and a high temperature 100, real field temperature again near 110. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Mars.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, half-price school tuitions. What an exciting idea that has been a huge success now for several years as various outstanding Christian schools and academies throughout the WAVA listening area said, hey, we would love to help as many parents as we can get a child into school. And very minimal requirements on this program. First-time student only and not already involved in an application process. And then only one half-price tuition per family, because there's a limited supply of these. But that's why we're talking with some of the key leaders of these schools so you can know who's available, who they are, what they have to offer, and find one near you. For example, James Armistead joins me right now. He's head of school at Washington Christian Academy in Olney, Maryland. James, good to talk with you. How are you?
Don, I'm very well. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, it's a privilege, and really, I know a lot of parents have been helped greatly by the chance to plug into this program. This really helps them. Talk about Washington Christian Academy, really what it offers as, in your view, strengths for families who are looking for this opportunity.
Absolutely. You can't talk about the Christian mission without thinking about, you know, kind of the thing you address a lot, Don, with kind of what's going on in culture and what children are going to be faced. And how does this make sense in terms of the challenges in culture, the godlessness, frankly, that we see, and yet the importance of answering, you know, what the Lord's call on their lives are. God is in charge. He has a plan for each child. And the job that they have, the colleges they go to, is all part of his plan. It's not outside of their Christian walk, but it's part of their Christian walk. So that sort of engagement with culture we see is really a critical part. We think a real distinctive of our school. We're very biblically oriented. We stand on the truths of the Bible without qualifying them, you know, at all. But taking that as the foundation and then turning outward and saying, what is this going to look like as you're engaged with culture? You have to know your history, your science, and your math. You have to be able to think critically. And so you put all that together, and it's just an outstanding program. In our lower school, it's kind of the foundations of knowledge. What is the core knowledge that they have to do? A lot of memorization, I'm afraid, frankly, for the lower school kids, but they're sponges at that age. And then in the middle school, we do Latin, and we have a strong history, science, and math. And how is their logic coming? That's the age where they want to argue with you, right? So in the middle school, it's really important for their logic skills to be sharpened up. And in the high school, then can they develop their own perspective? Can they be persuasive? Can they make a difference in the world? And we try to get them into situations where they can be of service and begin that now.
Now, what's the history of the school? How did it begin, and how long has it been in operation?
This is a historic Christian school. We were founded in 1960, so we're coming up on our 60th year. We're non-denominational, but we were founded by some Presbyterian churches, so that gives you a sense of, kind of our style. Very, very gracious. Schools have to have a lot of rules, but we want children to kind of learn that things work better for them if they make that part of who they are and not just responding to external rules. We are very easy to access. We're on Georgia Avenue, right where the ICC, Route 200, crosses Georgia. I say they made an exit for us that goes practically right into our property.
But the school is in Olney, Maryland. Is that correct?
It is just, say yes, Olney. We're just on the southern side of Olney, above Wheaton, and and just below Olney. So that's our address, exactly.
And obviously, as you've already said, the school puts high priority on spiritual content and strong academics, and all of that makes for the whole person. Also, I like to ask folks about extracurricular activities, the fine arts, music, sports. I think also most would agree those are important to a fully developed person. What do you offer in that regard?
We our teachers are doing a fine, outstanding job with our fine arts program. It's growing tremendously. Our high school choir has grown. We have music at each grade all the way up, and they then have to try a band instrument for 3 years. And they have to remain involved in the choral or the band program up into high school. It's a requirement. So this is a discipline where we talk about being outward-facing and involved with culture, and the fine arts are a great example of that. Students go up through AP art. There's a full sports program. This senior class is amazing, Don. 90% of the seniors played on a high school sports team at some point, and 90% of the seniors took at least one AP class, and many of them took three or four or five AP classes. And so that's just an indication of all the different activities they're involved in.
Well, after all these years, you say you started back in 1960, you certainly have a track record to examine in terms of how well qualified the students are to matriculate into the higher education. What's the record in that regard?
It's an outstanding record. We get into fine colleges all across the country. I think we have a young man going to Rice this year. A young lady was accepted at UVA. All of the major, you know, colleges. We do a senior thesis project that the seniors do a significant paper on a question of public policy. They defend it verbally before a panel. Students usually don't do this until their master's thesis. And then they do a two-week internship related to that thesis. And that just turns out to be outstanding college preparation. So many of our college professors say they're the only kid in the class that has done a thesis paper or defended a paper like that. And that's another way of working on the critical thinking and engagement, you know, engagement with culture.
Now, as we both, I'm sure, would agree, no school is any better than its staff, and I'm sure you have a great staff. Tell us about the folks that serve these students as members of your staff.
This is the finest faculty that I've ever been involved with. Every faculty member is a Christian, is engaged in their own church, and, you know, is alert and aware of their own weaknesses, their own need for grace. But more than that, they're also involved in a rich academic life of their own, writing, posting on blogs. One is a written four or five books, a published author. So they do things with the kids. And then the same teachers are at prom with them or coaching sports with them. And so they see these teachers in different light. And, you know, for my son, when I said if he was with a teacher that represented the kind of man he wanted to grow up and be, I mean, that's the model I want, that they can see the picture of that man or that woman. This is the kind of person that is worth learning from, not just an academic subject, but in terms of life skills. Who do I want to be as a person? And that's so critical for young people to figure out at this age.
Any upcoming events or open houses that you'd like to mention to folks?
We will do a tour for people anytime, WashingtonChristian.org. Our next open house is May 21st. And so we do the whole thing, show them every part of the school. May 21st, we'd love to have them. But WashingtonChristian.org, we will give them a tour. We would love to show them around. I'll meet with anybody and go over credits and give them a full review, anything that would be helpful.
Excellent. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Glad we could do it again this year. God bless you and everybody at Washington Christian.
Thanks a lot, Don, and keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you. Again, we're talking about Christian schools, half-price tuitions, and this is one of those great schools among all of them. They're all great schools. That's, in fact, why we connect with them and help them connect to you and enable you to follow up. James Armistead is head of school at Washington Christian Academy. They are in Olney, Maryland. And as he said, you want to go to the open house he mentioned, you can do that. But otherwise, you can arrange your own visit. Just go to WashingtonChristian.org, WashingtonChristian.org. Now, stay with us. We still have more.
I'm Jim Chesko at Your Money Now. U.S. stocks closed out the week on a lackluster note, with the major indexes finishing the Friday session modestly lower. The Dow Industrials fell 68 points, the Nasdaq Composite lost 60, and the S&P 500 slipped 15. A big gainer, CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity technology company, posted an as-expected loss for its first quarter as a public company late yesterday, while also making bullish comments about its future, sending its shares surging 15% today. Economists and market watchers widely expected the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates at their end-of-month meeting, but predictions of a possible half-point cut are now taking a back seat to a more likely quarter percentage point cut. Despite some recent speculation about the larger cut being on the table, the Wall Street Journal says central bankers' recent public statements and interviews seem to be showing that officials aren't prepared for making the bolder move, since recent economic developments haven't signaled an imminent downturn. Again, the Dow down 68 points today. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call Select Quote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
WAVA. Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why, at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
The Don Kroll Show here on WAVA. WAVA's half-price school tuition program in full swing right now. And by the way, if you don't hear the school that you're interested in right now, go to our website, WAVA.com, enter the word school, and it will take you to all of the schools currently being offered. But these are some that we're focusing on today, and their information is on our website as well. Again, very limited restrictions, not many, but it needs to be a first-time student only and one that's not already involved in the application process at a school. And, of course, one half-price tuition per family. For obvious reasons, the supply is limited. So keep that in mind as well. Having said that, delighted to welcome Joe Thoburn, President and CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Take us to Dulles and take us to Fairfax Christian School. What's the history of the school? How long has it been in operation? And what are the grades you offer so far?
We are a K-12 university prep school, and we actually started in Fairfax back in 1961. We left the Fairfax City campus and moved out on Hope's Head Road for about 20 years. And then we moved to a campus in Vienna where we were for 25 years. And we just moved to a brand new state-of-the-art campus right by Dulles International Airport. It's about 20 minutes from Tyson's, 20 minutes from Leesburg, very easy to get to near the intersection of Route 28 and Old Ox Road.
That has got to be pretty exciting for the students and the staff to move into new facilities like that, huh?
It is. And they're you know, regulation-sized soccer field, basketball court, or indoor gym. You know, it's sort of our dream campus. It's, you know, everything the best prep schools have, we have at Fairfax Christian School.
That's outstanding. Talk about some of the strengths of the school. You've already alluded to them, I suspect. Very strong academics and also state-of-the-art in terms of facilities, but also what about fine arts and you've alluded to sports and so forth. Kind of give us a full picture of what the school offers, if you would.
Well, we feel it's the mission of our school to create scholars. So academics comes first. We are a school, and we're a university prep school. 100% of our graduates are going to four-year universities. And you know, that is the first thing. But beyond that, we have all of the extracurricular activities. We have a performance hall. We have a fife and drum corps. We have our music ensemble. We have strings. We have a middle school band. We have the theater and art and drama. We have a studio art program that goes all the way through the AP studio art. So we have all of the academic students need, as well as all of the extras that parents like to have as well.
Now, you would know it, I'm sure, very well, and the school has been in operation now a number of years. It seems to me one of the great challenges for parents and for the students, for that matter, is matriculating into today's university experience here in the United States, more challenging perhaps than it's ever been in the past in terms not necessarily of academics maybe so much as spiritual content, spiritual stability. How do you prepare students in that regard?
Well, everything in our school, starting with the pre-K kids all the way through high school, is taught from a Christian worldview. And worldview matters most. So, you know, whether it's mathematics or science or English or history, we keep a strong Christian worldview in all of our curriculum. So the students have that foundation all the way through their academics. We also require a Bible as one of our classes that students take every day at the high school level. It's Old Testament studies and New Testament studies. We even do a dual enrollment class with Northern Virginia Community College for university credit, where students in their senior year can actually, you know, walk away with it with credit for taking their Bible class.
Now, what are some of the most satisfying reports you've gotten back through the years, either from the students themselves as they've gone on to other higher education or I should say, the families who also have invested their time and money through the years to put the student in your school? What kind of feedback brings the smile to your face, I would say, most often?
Well, success and for our students. Our alumni have gone on to own businesses, get elected to Congress. They've been, you know, executives at the top IT companies in the U.S. and abroad. We are an international school, and about a third of our students actually come to us from overseas. You know, we have students that own energy companies in China now. They own real estate in Ho Chi Minh City. I mean, it's not your average Christian school in a lot of ways. We're very global in our student body, and just success after success over, you know, 58 years.
We're talking with Joe Thoburn, president and CEO of Fairfax Christian School. Their website is fairfax-christian-school.com. fairfax-christian-school.com. They're in Dulles, Virginia. How long have you been with the school, and what's the most rewarding thing or things been for you?
I've been with the school since 2001. I started out as director and head of school and took over as president and CEO after a few years. Seeing a smile on a child's face when they learn is always the most exciting thing, whether they're 5 or 15 or, you know, and getting those phone calls from your alumni when they've, you know, just finished their PhD. You know, that's exciting. And when they say, and we credit you, Mrs. Thoburn, that makes it all worthwhile.
How about the staff itself? What can you tell us about the staff? Any strengths that they really have to offer that maybe even are a bit unusual for a school?
Well, we do the full dual enrollment program with Northern Virginia Community College. So many of our high school teachers are full, you know, they're professors and they work at that level. We are an academic school and we focus on the academics and we hire professors and teachers who love what they teach. I mean, I hire based on passion. Sometimes people have different passions. I have a high school teacher that, you know, loves economics and used to be in the Bush administration and went back to school and did the praxis in physics. So he teaches physics and government and economics and, you know, does what he loves and is great at it. And that's, you know, whether it's with our students and our counseling for them, we're always want our students and my faculty to follow their passions and, you know, help them explore what that is and do what they're great at.
Do you have any upcoming open houses, Joe, or any events that folks can come and visit the school? And if you do, or if not, can they arrange a visit on their own?
Parents can call and arrange and visit any time, but we do have our next admissions information session is this Saturday, April 27th at 10 a.m., and that is there on our Dulles campus.
And information, I would assume, best way to get it is at the website. Is that right?
Correct.
Good to talk with you, and you have a rich history that we want our folks to know about. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Joe Thorburn, President, CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. And the website's the best way to get more information, arrange a visit or whatever. It is fairfax-christian-school.com. Again, Fairfax and then -christian-school.com. Stay with us. We have still more to share with you right here on this edition of the show.
Making Money Sense with Larry Rosenthal is heard Saturday mornings at 9 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDUX Group of Keller Williams, and last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
Road to Reality with KP Yohannan is heard Sundays at 12 noon on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA FM.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. The North African country of Algeria is home to a growing population of Christian believers, and the officially Islamic government has taken notice. In the past year, the Algerian Ministry of Religion has shut down 11 Christian churches. So when leaders of a 250-person church in Tizi Ouzo received warning that it might be closed due to safety concerns, leaders took the threat seriously. The church had addressed safety concerns years prior, but officials never reinspected the building. Pray with me that these believers will courageously stand against government and societal pressures to close their doors.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. This week in the Christian Outlook, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, a shocking report before the U.S. Senate.
In 2016, Google's search algorithm likely impacted undecided voters.
Be sure to join us and visit our website at ChristianOutlook.com.
Saturday at 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WAVA.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.